everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and with us today is an outstanding student athlete from Hendrick Hudson High School. She's a three-season athlete. She runs cross country, takes part in winter and spring track. Zoe Rose. Hi, Zoe. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's certainly our pleasure. Now, Zoe, the Con Edison Award is in its 70th year. You are the 116th student athlete from Hendrick Hudson to win the award. That's just remarkable. The second this year, your good friend and teammate, Isolda McManus, won the award earlier in the school year. What does winning the award mean to you?
It's really an honor. And, you know, you mentioned everybody that came before me. So it's really amazing to be added to that list.
Well, I have to tell our listeners that we have 15 minutes and we are just scratching the surface with this young woman. No way we can get everything in, but she is just remarkable. Now, Zoe, let's start with the meet last week at Yorktown. You won the 1,000 meter run with a personal best record time. You ran a leg on the winning 1,600 meter relay team. Now, it was freezing out there. I didn't even leave my house to get the mail, let alone run in a race and excel. How do you mentally put all of those things out of your mind, the freezing temperatures, wearing a mask, and get out there and compete, and not only compete, but win? How do you do it mentally?
Nowadays, we haven't gotten as many opportunities to race. So whenever we do, I just try to take advantage of that time. And, you know, we're a little bit more used to running in the cold this year than we would be normally. So that helped us prepare.
And also during the cross country season, all of the meets held up at the Milton. You were the league champions. And again, you were able to get by. And you were telling me earlier, as captain of the team, you and your teammates, you had a little method by which you put some of these crazy things out of your mind and focused on running. What was that?
Yeah, Coach Bales would just tell us all to run every race like it was our last, because we really never knew which race would be our last. So we just wanted to take every opportunity we could get and give it our best on the course.
Well, that seems to be the sentiment of all of the student athletes I've spoken to this year. Just so happy to be out there and do pretty much anything. Now, Zoe's resume is unbelievable. 4 years cross country, winter and outdoor track. She's won an MVP award, a coach's award, all league 10 times, all county twice, all state. She holds school records indoor and spring in the 3,200 meter relay, distance medley relay, 4x1,600 meter relay. She's a 2020 sectional champion. Congratulations, Zoe. That's just remarkable. Now, we're going to bring in Coach Marsha Bailey in just a moment. But Zoe, Coach Bailey on your ballot mentioned something that was very impressive to me, how not only are you the captain of the team, but you encourage all of the athletes with you. And I was particularly impressed with a thing that you did. You had a young boy that had special needs on your team, and apparently you went out of your way to make it a successful experience for him. Tell us a little bit about that.
He's just a really great guy, and once in a while we would just step in and remind him of some boundaries, but overall he was a really great leader and a captain on our team.
Well, that's just wonderful, and congratulations on that. Now, as we mentioned, we do have Coach Marsha Bailey here with us today. Coach Bailey has been coaching track at Hendrick Hudson. She can't even remember, 46, 47 years, but who's counting? Marsha, always good to have you with us. This has been an unbelievable season, starting with the fall cross country. Now indoor track is outdoors, snow on the ground. How have you been able to handle all of these obstacles and still have a very, very successful program?
Well, Rich, it hasn't been easy. It's certainly been a most unique year, and I have to credit Zoe and her group of teammates go out of their way to make sure that they are getting all of their workouts in, regardless of the weather or the conditions, and staying mentally and physically at the top of their game, as Zoe said, so that anytime we do have an opportunity to run, they take total advantage of the situation.
Well, that's outstanding. And congratulations to you and also Athletic Director Baker for everything that you've done to get the kids active. Now, we know Zoe is a terrific athlete. We've already mentioned that, and we talked about her leadership skills. But maybe you can expand a little bit on what else she brings to your program that I might not see as a casual observer.
She's just a leader by example more than anything else. The workouts that she and some of her teammates do day in and day out have really set the tone for our younger athletes. They aspire to be as dedicated as these girls are and as strong an athlete as they are. And they have really set a high bar for all of the other kids on the team to aspire to. And for that, I will be grateful for many years as Zoe and her teammates graduate and go off to college.
Well, Coach Marsha Bailey, thanks so much for being with us. It's always good to see you. Continue success with your program.
Thank you, Rich.
Very happy this morning to have Hendrick Hudson Athletic Director Tom Baker with us. Hendrick Hudson, as I mentioned, has had 116 Con Edison Awards over the years. They and led by Tom are just a great supporter of the Con Ed program. And Tom, we appreciate that. And I know you wanted to say a few words about this outstanding group of track athletes that you have at Hendrick Hudson.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. I mean, as Coach Bailey said, we have great kids, and that's the bottom line. And Zoe is just one of many, and her resume speaks to it for itself. I've said this to the girls. I've said this to Coach Bailey. The part that I've truly enjoyed with this group and with Zoe being a true leader of it all is that there's a group of girls now, all seniors. They started as seventh or eighth graders in our track program. Coach Bailey identified them immediately and said, you watch these girls in a few years, I'm telling you. But they have grown together as great friends, great competitors. They push each other in such a healthy manner. As Coach said, they're leaders amongst themselves. They're leaders amongst their team. And if the weather outside is not good, you can count on this group of girls getting a run in somewhere, whether it's the parking lots inside our dome, around our track. They will find time and they will push themselves. And then seeing if Zoe's racing, her best friends and talented teammates are cheering them on, like they want her to win as much as anything, and they do. And it's truly heartfelt. And then Zoe will do it for them. So it's been a real pleasure. And the fact that they won a sectional championship this past fall was, it's just indicative of their good friendships, their healthy competitive nature, and their true talents as student athletes. They truly embody high school athletics. That's the bottom line.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thanks for being with us. And again, thanks for your great support of the Con Edison program and for all you've done, you and all the other athletic directors this fall and this winter, and getting the kids able to compete. Continued success, my friend.
I appreciate your work too, so thank you.
My pleasure. We are speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Zoe Rose, a three-season athlete, track athlete, cross-country, indoor and outdoor track from Hendrick Hudson High School. Zoe, your unweighted average, 99.49. And as I said when we talked on the phone, we're going to let that half a point slip. We won't rescind the award. I guess you started your senior slump a little early. That's understandable. Zoe also received 1560 on her SAT out of 1600, National Honor Society, Math Honor Society, Tri Music Honor Society. Last year, she took 5 AP courses and got the highest grade possible, 5. This year, AP Calculus BC, AP Physics, Electricity, Magnetics, and Mechanism, AP Spanish, AP Literature. And Zoe, you were telling me about that physics class. I mean, just the title of that is intimidating to me, but you seem to really be enjoying it. What about that class that you enjoy?
It's definitely a challenge, but that makes it more interesting. And I mean, a big part of science is usually the labs and demonstrations, which is difficult this year, but my teacher really does his best to make it engaging. And you can tell he really cares about the material. So that translates into our experience with the class.
Okay. Wow. Well, just be careful about that electricity while you're doing the labs. Zoe is looking at schools like Brandeis, Hamilton, RPI, University of Rochester, Swarthmore, SUNY Geneseo, Binghamton. She's going to let us know when she makes her decision. But Zoe, you will be continuing your running at the college level. What do you see as the biggest adjustment that you're going to have to make next year?
Probably Just an increase in mileage and, you know, the types of workouts, but also just everybody's going to be so good. So looking forward to being able to train and compete with everybody.
Now, Zoe has a long list of activities that she's involved with. We're not going to have time to even get into them. She's involved with the Green Team, a club, SEED, Seeking Educational Equity and Diversity. Quickly tell us about that, Zoe.
Yeah, so with Green Team, we're working on a grant to add a drainage system for the garden. And then with SEED, we put on a bunch of school and community events. And then all of the proceeds go to charities that we pick.
Now, despite all of the running and the huge course load and the five APs, as I said, Zoe, you are also an accomplished musician. You play the viola. How did you choose the viola of all instruments?
So in fourth grade, we have the opportunity to choose an instrument, and we had to pick one band and one string instrument. And I'm not the best at making decisions. So I said, well, I'll either play the clarinet or the viola and whichever you need. And they had a lot less violas. So that's how I ended up with it. And I love it.
And that's you, whatever you need. That's Coach mentioned also that you'll do any event that will help the team win. So that doesn't surprise me. You're also involved in the drama club. You've done some acting. Is that correct?
Yeah, a little bit. I was able to do one show with the drama program at our high school. I was in the ensemble of A Chorus Line.
And on top of all of that, you are a black belt in Taekwondo, just to kind of put the icing on the cake. How did you get involved in that? And what enjoyment do you get from that activity?
So I just do Taekwondo through the town. And I joined in when I was 10, which is the minimum age. And I started with my mom. So it was a really nice family activity. And I think it just helped me get a different kind of physical activity than running and gain a lot of confidence.
Well, that's certainly terrific. Speaking of your mom, let's give your family a shout out. Your mom, Lisa, your dad, Richard, are they your biggest fans?
Yeah, I really appreciate them allowing me to dedicate so much time to playing a sport. And I appreciate how my mom would pick me up from practice every day.
When they watch you compete, do they really get into it? Do they yell and cheer and that type of thing?
Yeah, I remember one time on our home cross country course at leagues at freshman year, my mom brought a sign with my name on it for the sole purpose of embarrassing me.
Oh, well, I'm sure that wasn't her intention, but that's nice. tell us quickly about your two brothers, Jackson and Griffin.
Yeah, so I have two younger brothers, and Jackson sometimes runs with me. And it was just really great to see him get excited about the past cross country season and be happy with how he performed.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like a great family. Zoe, we have about a minute left. I know we want to do one more shout out to a few people. So why don't you go ahead with that?
Yeah, so I definitely want to thank Coach Bales for always supporting us on and off the track and just pushing us to pursue goals that we might not have the confidence to think of for ourselves. And then Mr. Baker for just figuring out the logistics of this crazy season and getting us as many opportunities as he can to run. And then finally, just the three other senior runner girls. We just work together and push each other and have fun every day. And I'm really going to miss them next year.
We have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Zoe Rose, winter, spring, and cross-country athlete from Hendrick Hudson High School. Zoe, it was great talking with you today. Congratulations on all of your accomplishments in athletics, in the classroom, in your community, and all the best going forward, my friend.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we speak with another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.